so fascinating.
I bet you would have stayed up there.
You would. Look, I could shoot. That can do that.
It has more years of experience.
So yesterday, we managed to slug up the Yochanan's chat. There's no... There's no din of being able to be kaveh the kedusha unless you do the agrola. He said that the agrola is not ma'akeh. Here was even according to the view that the agrola is miyam. Omnipus. Says you want to have an interesting problem over here, because consider for a moment when the agrola takes place. The agrola takes place essentially at an arbitrary time, at least in terms of the kedusha of these korbanos. I mean, these are animals. They belong to Kachin this whole time. Nobody knew what they were. And until the Agrola comes, we have no idea. One of them is a Sar Lashem, one of them is a Sar Lazazel. So it comes along the Agrola in the middle of nowhere, after they're already Kodosh, defines which one is which. The problem is that Omer of Chizda, Ein HaKinim Misparshos, Elo Obelekichas Bailim, Oh, Basias Kohen. Now the din is that we have lots of times when the Mufusar Kippurim has to bring two birds, kinim. So one is a chata, so one is Ligayla. The Torah uses the word Lakicha, and it uses the word Asiya. By your letters it says Velokcha Shtei Torim, which means that she should purchase Echas Ligayla and Echas Lakata. So that means that the purchase defines which one is which. Whereas by Azov it says V'asa HaKohen, which means that it's the Asiya of the Kohen that defines it. From there we see that the only two times that the Torah allows us to define what a carbon is if we purchase it for that purpose. And that's how it gets its Kedusha in the first place. Or the Kohen actually does the Avodah with it and makes it into what it is, B'sha that he's doing it. Now the problem is that this Goron is neither one nor the other, right? Okay, fine. So the Torah was machadish to us. It's neither one or the other. So what's the big deal? But look. First, Omer Shimi Barash, my time, Rav Chisda. Where does Rav Chisda get it from? The Chisda V'lakcha by your letters. And by Bazav it says V'asa, which means O'Balakich O'Biasia. Now let's analyze what we said yesterday. Mesa. We have our little brisa that we used to shlug up Rav Yochanan. V'asa u'chatas. From there we learned that Agora lo'sechatas. V'ein Hashem lo'sechatas. Continues the brisa. If it wouldn't have been for this pasuk, Shiyochav Alodin, who I would have said it's a kalvachom. Uma b'makom shelo kidesh agora, kidesh Hashem, makom shekidesh agora leyodin shekadesh Hashem. If I know that I can use a goral to be makadesh, the koshikin, I should be able to define it with word of mouth. Talmud lomar v'aseh chatas, a goral oseh chatas, v'ein Hashem oseh chatas. Now, what are you talking about? There is no time in history that you could say the word Zechatas, and it should be a chatas. It's either b'shatz l'kicha, we said, or b'shatz asiya. So what do you make a kavachomer? It's a ridiculous kavachomer. You're saying, ma, that's at a time when girl isn't mekadesh, should it be mekadesh with the word zechatas? You cannot. Not the way you're doing it now. Not stam after a behemoth's kadesh. You're going to arbitrarily decide, okay, now it's a chatas.
So,
but here we're not talking about when you buy it. We're talking about the equivalent case. We said, if it hadn't been for Vyaso Chatas, I would have said, well, look, if the girl is good enough, for sure saying it is good enough. But that's not true. We can never be Makadosh HaKorban by saying it after it's already Kodosh. It would have to be Bashar that we're Makadosh it, or buying it. So, well, what's the Kalvachorma then? V'ahafa the Lavshas Lakiyakam. V'lavshas Lasiya. V'katoni the Kava. You're telling me, Kalvachorma, then it would be, since it's normally possible to use the words to be Kaviyah, Koshkin here it should be possible. But it's not possible. My Rav, you don't understand. The Kavachomer is like this. Hachikam. Ma b'makum shalo kidesh agarol v'afilo b'shas l'kicha. Manach in a place where you can't use a girl for anything. Even at the shas l'kicha, you can't use a girl. And even at the shas asiyah, you can't use the girl. You have to say, this is for our chatas. Nonetheless, kidesh Hashem under normal circumstances. So, and when is that? Of course, as we said, only b'shas l'kicha, b'shas asiyah. Mokam shikidesh agor shalom b'shas l'kicha v'shalom b'shas asiya ein adin shikadesh Hashem b'shas l'kicha b'shas asiya. All we're trying to say is that if the goro would, it's even a better kavachom, if the goro works to make this thing a korban, not b'shas hagicha, not b'shas asiya. So certainly, if b'shas hagicha, I said, there should be the sor la'azazel, and there should be the sor la'ashem, I had the shas hagicha, which is why I'd be good. Only the girl can make the takas. So we have the two extremes. Not only is this not like other cases, in that I can't use word of mouth to be makadisha, but it's also, I can't even do it at the normal time to be Makkah. You can only get its Kedusha at this funny, in the middle of nowhere, and that Hashem HaGoram. Okay, so let me ask you then. Tashma, look at this price. We'll bring a raya from a Metame Migdash. Here we have a guy who has to bring a Korban Oil of Yared. Now, Korban Oil of Yared has three levels. He can bring either a Korban Behema, to bring a Korban Oil, in which case it's Ofo, that wherever we bring a carbon off, it's always one for a Katas and one for a Mela, even though the animal that I would have brought would have been a Kuloi Echatas. Why is that? It's a beautiful chat from the Mayor Simcha Cohen. I always do that. From the Meshach Kofman. His chat is that every Katas has in it two components. It has the dam, right, and it has the emurim. If you bring a chakas off, there's no emurim, there's only dam. So you have to bring an oilas off to be the emurim of the chakas. Beautiful chakas. Anyway, so you bring a kin, it's two kin. If you can't even afford that, you bring a min. Now, what happens if he was matane migdash when he was poor? V'hifrish bos, he sets aside money for his karbonos. And the carbonates he's going to bring are oifers. Vehesh. Now he becomes rich. Now the moment he becomes rich, he becomes chayav to bring the more expensive carbon, which is only a chatas. So he's got a funny situation on his hand, because he's got money that was meant for a chatas and an oif. So what's he going to do with this money? And it gets worse. Because v'achakat, after he gets rich, he says, elolachatasai, ve'elolachatasai. He splits the money into two parts, and he says which one should be which. So what can he do now? He can be mosi for maybe chavasa midmei chataso, the eno mosi for maybe chavasa midmei olasa. You can't use the money that you set aside for a bird that's going to be an oila to bring your chatas behema, even though the chatas behema is taking the place of the bird. Okay. What interests us, that doesn't interest us. That's an aside. Sorry, where it is. What interests us, but what interests us over here is that how in the world did the guy make this money for an oila and this money for a katas if he had already been mafresh the money? So it wasn't b'shas lakicha and it wasn't b'shas asiya. So the whole thing doesn't make any sense. There shouldn't be able to be such a case according to the way of this system. So how does it say v'hakakak, he decides this is for that and this is for that. V'hacha lachas lakicha. V'lachas asiya. V'katani nekava. So what's going on? Rav Sheshes, I didn't understand. That's your problem with this price. This price makes no sense at all. Stop. There's something wrong with this price. So instead of asking Akasha on Rav Chisda, why don't you recognize that you have to change the gears in the price? Because this price is making an assumption. What's his assumption? That if the guy already got rich, he could still say, this is my money for my oil. If the guy is rich, there's another thing in an oil. So what do you mean he says, this is for my oil? You can't arbitrarily make kiddush on something that doesn't exist. I'm not trying to. So what's he talking about? V'omer Abelazar Rav Hoshea, metami migdash ashir, which he is now. V'hevi korban ani, lo yatsa. V'kima de lo yatsa, hechakava. How could he say this money is for a non-existent kiyah? So therefore, the whole prize is messed up. Obviously, what are you going to say? Elamai tzlach lameimar. That when it said the word v'acharkach, Omar elulachatosav elulalosav, that was a mistake. It couldn't mean acharkach. It must mean shekvar amar, that before he became rich, shekvar amar man yusav, while he was poor. So the word acharkach should have gone on v'acharkach yashir. That would have been the right order. Oh, if that's the case, so you might as well say hachinam shekvar amar b'shas afrasha. I mean, it no longer means acharkach. It means before. So it means before. It might as well mean all the way back to the time that he brought, that he purchased it. He said, right, or that he set aside the money, which is the equivalent of the shas l'kicha. Takes money out of his pocket. He says, okay, I'm making this kaddish for my oila, and here's money. I'm making kaddish for my chatas. So, b'meila, the brayso, he can't ask the kasha. affected the mind. Not bind. Setting aside. That's the lakicha. Setting aside the most is lakicha, correct?
That's
also called lakicha. Lakicha for hekdesh. So if I take it out of my pocket and say, okay, this is now hekdesh for, that is a classic lakicha. Doesn't mean lakicha only at the store. Now,
if you have the mammon and not the behemoth.
Right, there's no lakicha. Well, it could have been lakicha of the behemoth also if you want.
But at this point it was.
At this point it wasn't. Correct, Gemara. Okay. Look, you certainly can't walk around and say that a brisa makes a mistake and change the gears. That's, you do that in the seminary. They don't do this in the seminary. So the reason you said... Only when there's a mocker. Only when there's a mockery, you can't stop coming in the middle of nowhere.
When it doesn't make sense. That's what you
see. You can't stay, you can't change something that says the exact opposite. You can't go and say, it says Akrakach, it doesn't mean Akrakach, it's before. That's called being Mashavish of Raisa. You can't be Mashavish of Raisa, the ones that's Raisa are clear, unless you have a clear Raya from a Tana, that it's Mashavish.
But you just gave us a good reason, you
said. Oh, that's right, I gave you a good reason. The only problem is that that reason was only said according to Rebbe Elazar, Amar Rebbe Oshia, that you cannot make, if you're rich, you can't make a korban that's poor. But what about according to Rav Chagom, Rav Yoshia? Not everybody agrees that's halacha, because Rav Chagom, Rav Yoshia says, yotz, that a metame mikdash ashir who brings a karban ani would be yotz, right? So now, do you have any reason to change the word v'achar kachoma? No, because the only reason you change it is because, well, I have no choice. I have to change it because how can you bring a karban that you're not chayav on? But if you hold like this man the armor that you'd be yotz with such a carbon, what right do you have to change the brisa? So now you're stuck. So how does Rav Kiska then understand this? The brisa is saying that after you already had the money set aside to be kedush, you can arbitrarily at some moment, akarka, at any point you want, you can say, this money is for my yodla and this money is for my chattis. I thought that's impossible. So the money to the maimon. So he answers, I'll tell you. Lo tema bakarkach amma. It's not that he just said it. It's Afrikach lakach b'yamah. You're supposed to understand that. Obviously, you couldn't have just said it in the middle of nowhere. What it means is you went and you bought the birds with the money. Now, that's a new shas lakicha. Okay? So then, Afrikach lakach b'yamah. That doesn't make any sense. Because the price says, what should you do? Add some money and buy your carbon contest. Well, you can't add money because there's no money. What are you going to do? So LMI, what are you going to do? You're going to take the bird, that's the chattas, and you're going to pay for your chattas with the bird plus money? Or you're going to be put in the bird? Well, that's a pigeon, right? That's very nice, except for one minor problem. There's no way to be put in birds. So you can't use a bird to buy your animal. So how do you make sense of the price? And the price is add money and buy. What do you mean add? So then, for the Gemara, so then what does it mean when it says lakach? So then, mosifu mehichava so, mind you, what is it supposed to mean? The parakle that you're part of the bird? But ain't with you love. So now you tried to fix the price, instead you made it totally impossible. Omer Prophet, no. Here's the chav. It's not that you bought two birds. You bought one bird, right? Now, since you bought one bird, there was a shas lakicha on one of the birds. The other bird remained money. But if you use the money to buy an oila, then the money that's left has to be the chattas. Because now you're being punished for shas lakicha. Now that's what it means. If you went out and bought an oila bird, the money that's left is chattas money. You can add to that money and buy a chattas. But if you went out and bought a chattas bird, the money that's left is an oila. You can't use the money for the oila to buy the chattas behemoth. What a chav. Bum rupum. Gagot shalakach frida achas. So he oila zovan. If what he bought was an oila, so then mostly if he adds to the money that's left, umevi chovasa mitmei chatasa. Alright, what do you do with the oila bird? Hi oila is an adobe. So bring the oila for an adobe because you weren't chayim in this oila. The chattas, however, if you bought a chattas bird, then a mice for maybe chavasim in meyalas. You can't add to the money that's left because the money that's left is an island. And what do you do with the chattas? This chattas, the chattas amesa. I chattas as a lamisa because you can't be part of it. Goof, amr, vlozum, reversia. Mitame, mikash, ashir. Devi Karbanani Lo Yatsa. Rav Chagam Rav Oshia says Yatsa. So we have a machlokes. What did Rav Oshia say about this halach? Mesa. Litzera ani shehevi korban asher yatsa, asher shehevi korban ani lo yatsa. So how can we say that there's a shita that holds it according to Rav Yoshia and Asher that's maybe the ani is yatsa? So said Rav Chaga. Here's a fair shabrisa that says that. No, that's by mitzora. Shanei asam dechsev zeis. It says zeis dietar asa mitzora. Wherever the Torah says the word zeis. Why is it so nice to say only this and no different? So it's coming to teach me a mirror that you shouldn't say that there's a bit of effort you would be else. It's also nothing else. Oh yeah? So the Yafi Reshanami. If it says Zeiss, so an Ani who brings a carbon usher also was over on Zeiss. I mean, very nice. He had a good heart, so he borrowed money. I mean, so because of that we should allow him to be over on that lock, he brings his own carbon. I mean, if Mumanashak, if Zeiss means Miyuta, then it's Mumai. Well, you see, on Rabbi Rachmana, Teiratz, which says, since it says, Zostiyeh, Teiratz HaMitzera, we have a cloud that wherever it says the word Teiratz, it means, Teiratz HaKol HaMitzerayot, or Teiratz HaKol HaMitzerayot, so wherever it says the word Teiratz, in which case Teiratz is a ribuy. Well, time, in fact, it says in the Pasuk, Teiratz, the Rabbis Mitzerayoni, Shehevi Karben Arshin. Ah, that's true. So Yachal Afilo Asher Shehevi Karben Ani. No, Tamilom Razos. So since we have one Ribuy, and one Mian, it makes sense to say that the Ribuy is that you'd be Yotze if you did more than your Chiyuv. The Mian that you won't be Yotze is if you do less than your Chiyuv. Frank Gemara, okay, fine, you're right. It says by Mitzera. But I mean, why don't we learn out all of the Karben Yoreds from each other? If the Torah tells me that by the Mitzera you're not Yotzei, so why don't I learn out by the Tami Miklash that you're also not Yotzei? V'nelef mina, in which case how could Rav Chaga say that according to Rav Oshia you'd be Yotzei? So if you want miyet rachmona v'indal hu, what's the chat indal hu? The hu stresses daf in this case that if he's a dal, there was then an Oshir that was maybe Korban Dalas here, wouldn't be Yotzei. I'm thinking another Korban oil of Yare, since there it doesn't say who. I mean, since there we don't have the Rebuyin, it wouldn't be Yotzei. All right, I mean, it would be Yotzei.
So, normally there's a consideration towards the letting you off from having to bring a full Korban, and over here there's something specific in the Kvias of your Ani.
Right. At least according to Rukhar. I mean, Lamaisa and the others hold that it's always a Kvias. It can't be Yotzei. Kosher was the next thing the coin did is kosher lashon shazugur is berosh sagir amishtalaya vehemido kineged beishiducho. He took the lashon shazugur, which was a combed wool dyed red. I keep asking, what do you call those things? Forget it. When you have like a raw wool, the raw wool that you just combed, and then you go. Usually, you would then take it and yeah. There's a word for it. Will you buy the
axe?
No. Okay. Somebody said it last time when I wanted to know what it was. Somebody here said what it was. I can't remember the word every time. Anyway, okay. So you had wool, combed wool, that was shaped like a tongue. It was a long, long piece of wool. And that was tied on the head, meaning around the horns of the Zohar Mishnah. And then you took the Zohar Mishnah and you put it by the door where it was going to be sent out Lazazel. V'la nishat k'neged beit shlitas. Now that is an extremely ambiguous statement. Because v'la nishat k'neged beit shlitas could mean two things. It could mean you put the Zohar Mishnah by the beit shilucho and you put the Karban Lashem k'neged beit shlitas, meaning you brought it back over to the lulam v'la mizbeach v'tzofayin where it should be ready to be checked. Or it could mean you tie the lashon of Zahuris on the head of the Zohar Mishnah, and you tie a different lashon of Zahuris around the neck, the Beis Shkitaso, because Beis Shkitaso has a double meaning over here, the Beis Shkitaso of the Zohar Lashem. So it's either referring to one or the other. The Gemara will ask which one is referring to will bring a rhyme. Bolo Eitz HaParo Shemiz. Now the Kohen returns back to his pot. Remember that we keep interspersing the Avodah of the Par with the Avodah of the Zohar, all the way along. We start off with one vidui of the par, which was personal vidui and the kohen himself. Then we come, we do the goros and the soyer. Then we come back to the part we do the second year. Then, then we do Entschritteristan, then we come back to the Sawyer, and we do Entschritteristan. Then we take the dam of the par, and we do the dam of the par in the Eiffel. Then we take the dam of the Sawyer, and do the dam of the Sawyer in the Eiffel. Then we mix both of them, finally, and do the Aveda together. So now, the next interspersing over here, we come back to the par, and he does the second vina, humisvah. Pekacha yoimer, ona Hashem, and here the correct girsa is according to Rebbe Meir, because it doesn't seem reasonable that we should switch. The first mission was like Rebbe Meir, that chet comes at the end, after the avisi u'vashati. So the correct girsa is chatosi, avisi u'vashati u'chatosi u'vanecha, ani u'beisi, and this time he adds, u'vnear, and I'm going to check if it's very nice on you, either because you're going to go and go home, or because you're from the B'nai Aharon Kedeshef, and you want to hear where you get your Kapora. This is a very important mission. Ona Hashem, Kaperna, La'Veleis, La'Pshoyim, La'Chatoyim, She'avisi, V'Shepashati, V'Shepatatsi, L'Fanecha, Aniu, V'Siu, B'nai Aharon Kedeshef, Kakasu, V'Zoraz, Moshe, Atecha, Ki V'Yom Hazeh, Yechaper Alachim, L'Teretz, V'Mikol, Katosekam, L'Fnei Hashem, and again he uses Hashem, so that's three times, Ona Hashem, twice, in each Vidoi. And then again, Lifnei Hashem, as soon as he says to Hashem, Hashem, they say Baruch Shem Kavod Ma'apazim Alon Ve'ed, and he is married, as we'll see on the Shem, and he finishes with the Taru together with their brother. Iboy. Now, the Mishnah. How are we to understand the Mishnah?
He's married in the Hashem or in the Taru? What?
Yeah, he's married in the Hashem. And then he says,
how can they say?
Okay, we'll wait till we get. Iboy. V'lanishchat. When it says the word V'lanishchat k'neged beis shemayim, does that mean akshira koy, that we tie, and Lashon shows the words, around the neck of the nishchat? Or does it mean ha'amada koy? Or it says, and then we take the nishchat and we stand it by where it's going to be shechted. And it's not this thing, as the Lashon shows the words for the nishchat. The whole Lashon shows the words is only on the Sarah Mishkalayah. Okay, let's take a look at the Brice. In the Brice, it amplifies the mission a little bit, and it says, the Tony Rikyosi, Kosha Lashon Shal Zaguris Berosh Sa'ira Mishkalaya, Behemido Kineged Beish Lucho, Vela Nishkat Kineged Beish Kitasona, so far it's the same exact words as the Mishnah, but the Brice adds the following words, Shaloyis Arev Zebeze, Veloyis Arev Bachirim, in order that they don't get mixed up one with the other, and in order that they don't get mixed up with others. Now, if you're going to tell me that there were two Lashonas Shazurs, one for the Tzara Mishlev, which was on its head, and one for the Tzara Lashem, which was on its neck, then everything makes sense, right? Because you can't confuse one with the other, because they're in different places. You can't confuse either of them with any other, because they both have a Lashon Shazurs. So they're not going to be the Tzara Zebizeh, and they're not going to be the Tzara Bacher. But if you learn that the Mishnah were the brides here only meant, huh?
What can you mean, Messiah?
Of the seer? Stop the seer of the Musafim.
They were walking on the basis.
Sure, yes. Why not?
They won't discuss.
It doesn't matter, but the point is that's the purpose. That there should be Nivdal, everybody should immediately look at it and see, this is the Zerloshim. So, if the Mishnah and the brides mean that we just put it there, so then how does that help us? Of course, it's not going to get mixed up with the Sar Lazazel, because high cutter baby, high low cutter baby. One has a Lashon Shazur, and one doesn't. But how does that help Achrinim Yasmara? It's still going to get mixed up in other Seirim, and you said that the purpose is not to get mixed up in anything. And a lot of Shrek actually approach, probably not. From there, we see that when the Mishnah uses the Lashon of Lanishka Keneged Beshkitasa, it means to tie a second Lashon Shazur is Keneged Beshkitasa. Omri Yitzchak. I heard about two shiurim in the Lashonos of Zuhuris. One shiur I heard about the Pora, and one I heard by the Tzara Mishnaleach. Achas Tzricha Shiur, one has a specific weight. The Achas Ena Tzricha Shiur. The other doesn't have a specific weight in the amount of wool. V'lo yadana haminahu, but I don't know which one applies to which. Is the one with the specific shear the Tzara Mishnaleach, or with the specific shear is the Paradum? Rav Yosef, yes, yeah, no. Listen, we can figure it out. שזה משתלח דבוי חלוקה בוי שיר, אתה יפה של הסבור. The same Mishtalech says later on that they had to tie half of the Lashon Shel Zahuris onto a rock before throwing the Sawyer down over the cliff. So since it obviously requires more material, that's why we would be Kovei Hashir for it. Whereas the Pora, and what are you going to do? You're just going to throw it into the fire. So what's the Nafkimi? How big it is? So it must be that the Shir was the one for the Zer Mishtalech, Bishapur, the Lovoi Chaluk, the Lovoi Shir. Maskev lo Rabbi Bar Chama, who says, maybe I'll tell you completely the opposite story. Maybe I should say, Pora Nami Boy Kevet. The Pora, what do I do with the Lashon? I have to throw it into the fire. And it says, El Toch Srepasa Pora. So it doesn't land deep in the fire. And again, I mean, if I take a little bit of cotton fluff and I try to throw it on a raging fire, it just blows away. So I certainly am going to need weight in order to get it into the fire. So it makes more sense maybe to say the Pora needs weight and the Sardis Shav doesn't need weight. You said we could figure it out. You can't figure it out. Amalei Rava said, Rava, he can't ask that kasha of Yosef. Because Kovet Tanoim. There's a machlokes Tanoim whether you need Kovet Bechlal for the Pora. So Rav Yosef Svar is saying, without taking into consideration Kovet, which I don't know about, it's clear which one is which. The Sardis Mishlech requires Chalukah, the Pora doesn't. Back to Gemara, Vidipora, Lobo Echaluk. Esri Abaya, Ketzaru Ose, Korchan Bishiore Lashon. You're assuming that only the Zer Mishlech requires Chaluk, it's only one problem. Remember that the Pora, you don't only bring a Lashon. You also have to bring in Eitzeres and Ezov and so on, right? And you throw the whole mess into the Zer Mishlech. And it says that you tie them with the leftover of the Lashon. And the leftover of the Lashon must be, we tore the Lashon into two. And now we have a piece that we're going to use to tie the other things. So then you need Chalukah. Amar Echani. No, sorry. And says the Gemara Ema doesn't mean Shiori. It means Znav Lashon, the tail. Because the Lashon, it starts off whenever you comb something. So you comb it out towards the tail, right? It takes on a comic-like shape. Because as you comb, so the major amount of material is in front. And whatever you drag along, drags along the back. So it becomes a tail to the Lashon. That's the pshat, Shiori Lashon. Not Shiori, you have to turn the whole thing into two, but Shiori, the leftover pieces at the end. That's what it means. But there's no din kalut. Amr of Chodin Amrav, eight eras of Shri Kalas, Shikalatatan, Shalheves, Kshir. If you threw the whole thing, and it was caught by a Shalheves, before it lands in the actual fire, right, a tongue of flame pops up and burns it. It's kosher. Meisvei nishag eva lashon mevi lashon akram v'kadesh. It says in the Braisa, if the lashon gets singed before it falls in, you have to bring another lashon. Rabbi Elokasha, habikolata sabin ekpeves. It depends. Here it is a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns of Chad is kan bikolachas. One is talking about where a burst of flame jumps out and burns it up before it gets near the actual body of the fire. So there, it's not talking about Zapora. Mashenkin, where he said it's kosher, that's talking about that the flames are low, right? And this thing almost hits, it almost hits the flames, which are right up against the flesh of the part that's burning, and it bursts into flames as it's landing. So that's called a Tokseva Zapora. Tokseva is exactly the opposite. What does Tokseva Zapora mean? In the actual flames of the part. So if there's a burst of fire and it burns up, that's a Tokseva Zapora. Because it burned by the actual flame. It's the difference how high the flames go. But Toch means all the way to the bottom. Toch just means into the intensity of the flame. Mashenke, in the other case, is where it never landed in the flame, and it bursts into its own flame because of the heat. That's not called the Tokseva Zapora. Rova Omer Kovet Tanoi. Now, Rova said Kovet is a Machlokes Tanoi. Where do we see that? The Tanya. Lama Korchan, why does he tie the Lashon Shel Zahuris of the Pora together with the Eitzim? Kideshi Kulam Magudahachas, the very Rebbe. Some say it's Rebbe Yonasan, which is much later. Rebbe Loz, Rebbe Shimon Omer, no, that's not why, that they should all be in one piece. It's Kideshi Yevem Kovet, because they have to have a heavy weight. The Yiplu, the Tokhtre, was a Pora. So you see that there's a Machlokes, knowing whether you need Kovet, the Klaw, by the Pora. Kios Rebimim Rebbe Yochanan, Shalash Lashonim Shamati. I heard three shiurim of Lashonim. Acha shel pora, acha shel soyer mishtaleach, v'acha shel mitzorah, which we haven't talked about, because there it's a shni tolas ve'ezor. A shni tolas is a lashon, right? So there's really three lashonim. Now I heard three shiurim for these three lashonim. Achas mishkal atzorazuz, achas mishkal shnei zmanim, v'achas mishkal shecha. So I have three. One is very heavy, weighs 10 zuz. One weighs 2 zlayim, and one weighs a shekel. And I don't know which one weighs which. Kiyasa Ravi, Birsha, which made Rabbi Yonason. When Ravi came along, he explained that Rabbi Yonason said like this. Shel Pora, Mishkal Asara Zuz. Pora has to be very heavy, because it's got to fall into the fire. See? It's worse than that, because Rabbi Yonason has said before that it doesn't need. Okay, we'll talk about it in a minute. Shapura Mishkal Tzarazuz. Shapura Mishkaleach Mishkal Shnei Zlayim. Shapura Mishkaleach requires Chalukah, but doesn't require COVID. There has to be enough to split into two. Okay, so Shnei Zlayim. Shal Mitzera, which needs nothing. Mishkal Shekel.